The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, October 20th. Wow, this is flying. October 30th, 2012. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Like to jump on and be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Indeed it is.
And today it was a terrible place to be for a reporter that went to Alan West while he was speaking. This is found on our Facebook at The Sons of Liberty. We posted it. But I thought this was good and worth bringing up. There's a reporter that's been tracking him, following him, trying to politicize the fact that he's very conservative, et cetera, et cetera. So he's at a Vietnam memorial service, and he's literally speaking. He's a veteran, obviously.
Yep.
And his father-in-law was there as well. And this woman comes up with this camera. You know how they look. They're a little, you know.
He was actually asked a really stupid question right in front of us, and he spanked her right in front of everybody. Good for him.
He's good at that. So he steps up while he's at the podium addressing these veterans, and he says, "There's a person here who's been tracking me around. She is here for political purposes."
Yeah.
"And young lady, I ask you to leave." Pointed her out in front of everybody.
Good.
"Because you are disrespectful to the men and women who have given themselves to this great nation. We do not need, we do not care for what you are presenting here. So if you have any amount of respect within you, I ask you leave right now, turn off that camera, and stop using this for political purposes."
And there's sick folks, dude.
Well, it's fantastic. You literally see, because this woman's video is
That's how you
posted.
Have to deal with these people. Exactly. You have to take them head on.
He pointed her right out. All the people turned, looked at her.
Good.
She was so ashamed, you could watch her little phone on her camera walking her way out. As she passed everybody by.
Oh, the hatred coming from Alan West.
Oh, no. I'm only here to politicize the death of veterans. Isn't that what we're supposed to do as the media? We're supposed to desecrate their graves? That's what our boss does.
Is there a man in office sits there and watches them die on tape? Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot coming in now. As a matter of fact, speaking of the same boldness of Alan West, this can also be found on our Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. The Armed Services Chair demands of Obama, what did you do with what on 9/11/2012? You can see
we already know what he didn't do. We already know what he didn't. We already know what he didn't do. So we need to quit threatening.
Mm-hmm.
They're idle threats, and we need to come through with action.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to. America, you are no longer at the crossroads of just threatening and acting like they're going to respond to your threats. They already realize they're idle threats.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is there's no more time for answers from this administration because this has been going on for 4 years.
Yep.
Are you going to threaten him again?
That's the problem.
This guy's running for re-election, friends. Are you going to threaten him all the way up until re-election? Is that your bold incoming force to put your foot on his neck? Is to vote him out of office and then just leave it be, only to encourage the next administration to commit the same crimes that this man did against we the people?
You know, I just watched a debate, actually, with Michelle Bachmann, and she was talking about how the Congress, if there's money laying around, they'll figure out a way to spend it. If there's power laying around, the next presidency will guarantee use it no matter what political platform he's on. So to your point, that's exactly what happened. This particular gentleman is the Armed Service Chair, and he demands it of Obama. Now, there is protocol you have to go through. First, you ask a question. If he refuses the question, then you bring in justice.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, that's exactly where we're at. Now,
Justice, what, Jake? Who's the Justice Department? Isn't that the fox in the chicken coop?
Well, in some respects, each department, like, for instance, the House of Representatives, they have their own police force that have allegiance to the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can use that force against the executive force. So there is going to be a conflict, but I think it goes back to the conflict is what is the American people tolerated? And why does it come to a show of force? Why are these criminals allowed, even after their first lie, to continue in office?
That's what I'm
saying. Why is there no impeachment? Why is there nothing brought forth that's going to actually make them
scared?
He's
been governing against the will of the people unconstitutionally since day one.
Yep.
He's been on the attack. We know that he is friends. He is linked with America's enemies.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. The Muslim Brotherhood. That's already undisputable. This is fact. Now what? Let him do it again and again and again and again and again, but we'll threaten him. I mean, what happened to Daryl Issa's threats?
Yeah. Nothing's
happened. What happened to the congressional investigation into Fast and Furious?
That's where I think.
What, only to encourage him to do it again against the American people? Oh, and they did in Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're finding out more information. That wasn't it. And we're going to talk about that when we come back here in a minute. Folks, you need to understand something. I love you enough to tell you the truth. I love you enough to get in your face. You need to understand a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Let me say that again. A threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Please don't forget that. Because until corruption is dealt with, it only breeds friends. And that's exactly what you're seeing today. And it emboldens criminals to act out what's in their evil hearts.
That's exactly right.
And
I think Martin Luther King said something similar to that. He said that wherever there is an injustice done, it's a threat to justice everywhere. Is this enough injustice or what?
Yeah, but I don't need to use ostentatious erudition.
Everywhere.
Why would I need to quote him?
Yeah, I want to quote one guy. Miserable is what we signed up for to do, Captain Owen Koch of the 4th Battalion, 3rd Infantry, as they still guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier today
through
the hurricane.
Through the storm. That's right. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, tomorrow is the holiday they call Halloween. I was having dinner with my family yesterday. A lady says, my kids, are you going to go trick-or-treating? I said, no, ma'am, we don't do that here. Oh, Bradley, you're a big bummer.
Wrote down.
Oh, man, you're a big bummer, Bradley. I said, ma'am, we don't do that. I said, do you understand the origin of Halloween? She said, of course, no. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, pronounced so-in. Boy, oh boy. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, celebrated their new year on November 1st. This day marked the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, and a time of the year that was often associated with human death. That's right. Remember the little girl just a couple weeks ago, friends? In Westminster, Colorado. 10 years old, walking to school, fifth grader. They found her body in pieces. This is real common during this time of the year. Just had an investigator a couple weeks ago telling me how kids are ripped off throughout the year, of course, but especially this time of the year. Because they want human sacrifice. Oh, Bradley, that's just in foreign countries. Oh, you are sadly mistaken, friends. The little girl is found in pieces, literally, dismembered. I have another friend who's an investigator in the state of Minnesota here. And I shared some of this information with him, and he said, Bradley, and he was in the force for like 15 years. He said, I've never seen that. I said, really? A couple days later, ironically, he calls me on the phone. He says, Bradley, I'm in the back of a field. I see a bunch of people with black robes on standing around a fire. And they look like business people, like judges and lawyers and doctors. I said, well, sure, of course they are. He goes, now I know what you were telling me was true. Why do people want to believe like it doesn't really exist? Why do people? Well, here's another question. Why would someone want to dress their kid up? Mm-hmm. Who would influence these thoughts to dress your little kid up as a devil or a skeleton or a walking dead human being or a knife through their neck? What is the infatuation with death here? That's what it's about. That's what it's all about. Now, listen, friends. France celebrated their new year on November 1st. This day marked the end of the summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter at a time of the year which was often associated with human death. Celts believed that on the right or the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. This is what Halloween is about, friends. On the night of October 31st, they celebrate Samhain, which is spelled Samhain, when it was believed that the ghost of the dead returned to the earth. And to commemorate the event, Druids built huge sacred bonfires where the people gathered to burn crops and animals and sacrifices, human sacrifices, to the Celtic deities. There's nothing new under the sun. During the celebration, the Celts wore costumes typically consisting of animal heads and skins and attempted to tell each other's fortunes. So, friends, where does trick-or-treat, where does that come from? What is that derived from? Trick-or-treat is teaching a little kid to knock on somebody's door and say, hey, listen, give me a treat or I'm going to put a curse on your house. Trick-or-treat means give me something you have in possession or else I'm going to put a curse on your house. So you know what we do here in the state of Minnesota? My ministry team does every year, and we get thousands of kids. They have a Halloween business day. And so we open up the doors and we drop thousands of tracts into the bags of these kids so they can have a knowledge of right and wrong before a just and a holy judge of all mankind. And a loving God, by the way. So it's time. You got one day, and this is the reason I'm telling you this right now, and I'll probably resurrect this tomorrow in Jesus' name. And just give you reference as to what I'm talking about again today. But go out and buy some tracts, friends, and drop them in the bags of the kids that come knocking on your door. And if they say trick or treat, put a blessing on top of their head and drop those tracts. And let them go home and read the gospel of Jesus Christ. You counteract everything the enemy does, friends. Just like you were talking about in the first segment, you got to go right at it. You got to go head first. You don't beat around the bush. You deal with the issues at hand. And these little kids, just like I was, you know, I never knew anything of the history of Halloween. I just wanted the candy.
Exactly.
You know?
It's a good way to bait kids into it, huh?
Well, it's hot wall.
Sounds like Islam. You can have as many wives as you want, right?
Yes. It's
something
it's,
to bait you in.
Yeah, well, totally. When I was a little kid, I remember the crimes of the day where someone would steal your bag or someone would be assaulted. Or someone would get their windows broke, or something stupid would happen. And now what we're talking about, because it's coming to the light day after day, that the human sacrifice is involved, and it's very well organized. As a matter of fact, when I first moved into the office here, which was 7 years ago, I got a phone call from a lady from St. Cloud, Minnesota. And she had told me of sacrifices that were taking place in St. Cloud. And I thought it was a little strange. Got the cops involved because it was their business, not mine. But I am a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she didn't call me just once. She called me twice. And when she called me the second time, I thought, whoa, this is really eerie. She said the cops are involved. And she said they're trying to cover this up. But she said some of the kids that were missing, she said her son seen them. Oh, we could get deep into this right now. There was a girl back at a youth group in Minnesota here in Minnetonka area. And she came from San Francisco, and I'm telling you what, some of the stuff she could have told you. She was a breeder, friends. And what they would do is they would breed her to have babies that they would sacrifice. She was the strangest individual I've ever seen and known in my life. It was like, you know when you walk into a room, you can tell when a person's in the room? This person you couldn't sense or discern as her bodily presence being in the room with you. You guys know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Pretty strange stuff. But the reason that came out is the preacher there said, I want you to draw a picture, and I want you to tell me what Halloween, what comes to mind, I want you to draw that on a piece of paper. And what she did is she showed a picture. She drew a picture of human sacrifice. And the preacher went over and asked her what was going on. And you know who she was more afraid of, friends, than anybody else? The police. She said, because in San Francisco, it's the police that steal the kids. And then they drug them up, and then they sacrifice them. Just thought I'd share that. And by the way, we'll get Boots on the radio with us soon enough. He's an investigator. He is a very well-known retired police officer from New York City, and he can tell you story after story after story after story as to how this is very well orchestrated. So, friends, Halloween is not a good holiday. Just wanted to share that with you. If you have a preacher out there that has a Hallelujah Day, okay, what are you doing? You're acknowledging, right? You're acknowledging what? Well, the kids out there, they get to go, you know, go for treats. And they get to get candy. But over here, we have to do something about Jesus, who is only a created image of what that preacher wants him to be. And what we need to do is, well, we need to have a holiday too. No, you don't.
That's already been. Christ died on the cross. We use so many different means, or so many churches use so many different means to try to bait people into believing in Jesus. If it's Christmas, you get presents. What in the world does that have to do with the birth of Christ?
That's right.
That was the present.
That's right.
Same thing with Halloween. Dress
That's
up
right.
in a costume.
Get, yeah. As a matter of fact, the wise men brought Christ's presents, Jake. It
That's
was
right.
the other way
to
around.
Him.
Now we have someone called Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Santa Claus, what does he do? He teaches you everything opposite of what God right. gave through his son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So you divert and you confuse kids as to believing that there's a Santa Claus, speaking of Christmas.
And
okay, and you sit on his lap and you tell him what you want, rather than, as Christians, what do we bring to the world? Now I sit on this guy, this jolly fat guy, and I tell him what I want. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, about Christmas, the candy cane symbolizes the blood and the water, for those that didn't know. The blood of Jesus Christ mm-hmm. and the sanctifying water of the gospel of Jesus Christ, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word, Father God, sanctifies us, John 17:7. And so there's so much. And then you go to Easter. Easter's about yeah. the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And yet you have churches out there doing Easter egg hunts. And just think about this, friends. This is how backwards things are. You have a bunny who takes precedent over Christ who died on the cross. And then you teach your kids to go get bunny eggs. I didn't know bunnies had eggs.
Yeah.
You want to talk about confusing your kids. Just keep going along with the system of the world, friends. And I'll tell you what, it displeases your Heavenly Father.
You know, and let me say something to celebrate on the 31st of October every year. It's called Reformation Day. That was the same day that Martin Luther pinned the 95 Theses on the church walls and started a reformation so we could have liberty that we have in America right now.
Amen.
Amen.
That's hey, there's the
That's a good celebration.
Resolve, right? Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about what nobody else is. 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, every time that we talk about any issues that we have in our country, I do hope you understand that these things that we're talking about are the fruit of a disobedient nation before a just and a holy God.
That's right.
I need to put that in perspective, because if you don't understand that, you'll never seek God. Your sin is before God. And God promised to tear that nation in pieces that forgets about him. He said he would turn that nation into hell. And that's exactly what we're seeing today in our country. And I always want to leave you with a word of encouragement on top of that. Repentance. Through repentance, put your faith in Jesus Christ. Read his moral law. Put your faith in Christ and turn back to him. That's where your hope is. The hope is always found in the truth that's been given to you. You have to respond to it one way or another. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Your hope is in him. And by the way, read Romans 6 for all those people that say, well, you know, that's the Old Testament. No, the fulfilling of the law was Christ, right? Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Just got to re-educate the preachers out there, Jake, that ain't doing their jobs.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, is this nation being turned into hell on a daily basis.
Can I read a portion that I think goes right along with what you're saying? And it's part of the, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. This is in the book of Hosea. This is a prophet prophesying to the children of Israel, God's chosen people. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge. We have no shortage of knowledge in this country, folks.
No way.
None
no
at all.
Way.
Look at our institutions. No. He goes on and says, I will also reject you,
yep,
that you will be no priest to me. In other words, a representative of me. Seeing you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children.
Yep.
Lord, why? What's happening with our children? What's happening with you? As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Mm. So with the much that they got, they turned and sinned even more. Therefore, will I change their glory into shame. And what's happening across, what's the banner of America representing?
Get to the priests.
Shame. Yep. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, first, like priest. Second, yeah. And I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings. But they shall eat and shall not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and they shall not increase because they have left off to take heed to the Lord.
Well, remember what Moses said right before he left? He said, when I die, I know that you guys are going to go commit whoredom. You're going to serve other gods. Mm-hmm. You're going to do what you want to do. You're going to do that which is right in the sight of men. And he warned them right before he died, this is going to be the fruit of you departing from what I commanded you by the Spirit of Christ.
Yeah.
And what happens? See, people want to magnify the 14 blessings in Deuteronomy 28, but they forget about the 55 cursings if you don't keep his commandments. And friends, keep in mind, they're not suggestions. I had a guy in church one time said, you know, the Lord was speaking to my heart and he asked me. And he asked me, and he asked me, and I stopped him right in front of everybody, because that's my job. I'm a preacher. It's to slay sin and deception. And I said to him, I said, can you tell me anywhere in Scripture where Christ asked for anything outside of seeing the faith that was in your heart that he gave? He gave commandments, brother, from another mother. He didn't give suggestions. So when you're sitting there telling everybody, deceiving everybody, or attempting to deceive everybody in the room by saying, Jesus asked me. Folks, when you hear that, can you read the Bible and tell me where he ever asked? He gave commandments, friends. I mean, as to say that God is sitting there negotiating with his people. No, he gave commandments and he said, either you do it this way or this is going to be the fruit of your own ways. You're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. There is no in between. Yep. I'm cool with that because you know why? Because he knows better.
Well, and plus you chose it, right? So it's like the Marine captain saying to a guy, would you please go take this mission? That ain't happening.
Yeah, that's right.
When you sign
that's
up right. for the Marines. Now, listen, yeah. The Marine captain can't come take a civilian and say, you, go take that mission.
Yeah.
But when you sign up, when you step into Christianity, you are no longer your own.
It's like the mob,
dude.
Captains. Yep, it's like the mob. You're in it for the rest of your life.
There's no asking. Well, no. Jesus, what should I wear for my Halloween costume
And
tomorrow?
Isn't it interesting, the SEALs, because they're subject to commandments, they look to deal with the enemies.
Yeah.
And a man that understands God's commandments isn't looking for only to defend what he's been given. He's looking to dispossess what God promised to give unto his church.
Right.
I said to you yesterday, friends, God is always willing to give you what you're willing to fight for. That's exactly right. What is America? We talked about that yesterday. Download it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com if you'd like to hear that. But look where we're at today. We got to stand up and fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
And what a great example, other than the fact that the SEALs do it every day, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute here. But look at Christ. He's the captain of our salvation. Look at the military talk continuously. And if you look at how the military models what they do, look to the Bible, friends. Yeah. It's all there. So anyways, let's get to a couple points here, because I got three more things I want to do. Folks, did you guys know that Hitler could have been stopped in the 1920s with relative ease if people would have responded to the corruption? Maybe fellow Germans thought he was, I don't know, maybe just an average run-of-the-mill wacko who posed no threat. Yes, they did. 80 million of them, friends. He was appointed chancellor in 1933, and within a year, Hitler had claimed full dictatorial powers and the title Führer fell to his lot. Oh boy, did he love that. To consolidate his power, he outlawed all but Nazi-controlled organizations, those that were established for his purpose. He used the secret police, the Gestapo, to spy and concentration camps to punish. At this time, he instigated the Hitler Youth Program, which was the
church youth groups.
Thank you. Which was a compulsory program for all youth of Germany, which was run by the schools and government powers. Illegally, friends. Every youth over the age of 13 years old was forced to join. For those that didn't know, if you're ever wondering why everybody saluted Hitler when Hitler went by, because they would have got fined if they didn't. Bet you didn't know that, did you? German laws made by Hitler soon required everyone who had one or more Jewish grandparents to register. In other words, he was IDing them for the slaughter.
And to take their wealth. That's right.
Here's the kicker. 6 to 12 million Germans. Listen to me again. I didn't say Jews. I didn't say gypsies. Listen, 6 to 12 million Germans were killed by Hitler in his rise to power and in maintaining that power. How come we never talk about the fact that Hitler killed off those that opposed him? Apparently, these socialist communists in this country don't realize this is exactly the methodology that socialist communists use. They use social useful idiots, and then at length, they snuff them out. I'll say this one more time. 6 to 12 million Germans were killed by Hitler. I didn't say Jews. That was after. I didn't say gypsies. That was after he killed 6 to 12 million of his own people. And this is by the man that never pulled the trigger, although he was a murderer.
Yep.
6 to 12 million Germans were killed by Hitler in his rise to power and in maintaining that power. In other words, friends, he killed off his own. What do you think the SS was? What do you think the CIA is? Oh, Bradley, you're just way out there. I know that's exactly what they said in Germany's time. Oh, and then what took place after the 6 to 12 million Germans that opposed Hitler when they were killed by Hitler? Then came the Jews. Then came the gypsies. Then came the opposers without rather than within. He had to kill within before he could kill without. And just to show you the mindset of Adolf Hitler, remember when he attacked his own Reichstag and then he blamed a foreign country to start a war? That would never happen here, friends. Oh, yes, it is. Hitler comes up with something called fatherland security. You have something called homeland security. Oh, lo and behold, on October 26, President Obama signed a new executive order which expands the role and scope of homeland security in states and areas across the country. I'm not talking about Hitler anymore, friends. I'm talking about this man in office right now. Oh, yeah. Another executive order, friends, on the 26th of October, expanding the role and scope of homeland security. If you think Janet Napolitano looks straight, friends, you might want to wake up and smell the coffee. Hitler passes the Enabling Act. U.S. passed the Patriot Act. Can never happen here. On October 26, President Obama signed a new executive order which expands the role and scope of homeland security in states and areas across the country. This order, which is unconstitutional and unlawful, which establishes a new security partnership council, will have far-reaching effects in the overall mission of homeland security and for state and local areas that interact with federal agency.
So just a question. Why in the world... What's going on in the homeland right now that we would need a police force at the command of the president?
Sure.
What's happening? Is there domestic insurrections happening? Well, our eyes are stuck on Benghazi and Egypt and Afghanistan.
And the storm.
And the storm. What's happening right now is we're expanding. This is what the danger is. You have an executive. Well, he's just a president. He can be voted out. Hitler couldn't be voted out. You have an executive with a police force at his command, and he's expanding their power. Remember NDAH? Or the act NDAH, NDAH, where he basically said that a person as a United States citizen can be arrested on the homeland? This is an expansion of a power that's very tyrannical at its root. NDAA, thank you.
And by the way, everybody knows this.
Yes.
So friends, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back with the final segment of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay. For the sake of time, I want to get some of these callers. Hang on with me, callers. Michelle Malkin is bringing to the light right now, 3 days after the bloody 9/11 siege on your consulate in Benghazi, the Taliban waged an intricately coordinated brutal attack on Camp Bastion in Afghanistan. Did you hear about that one, friends? The murderous jihadists released a video a month ago showing off their training exercises in preparation for the assault. They were foreshadowing their assault, friends. They were showing the world what they were about to do. Here are the questions. Where's the accountability? That's you, America. Where's the Obama administration? That's your responsibility, America. And where's the press? That is also your responsibility, America. And where is the outrage? That is definitely our responsibility, friends. Two heroic U.S. Marines were killed in the battle. They're named Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Rabiel and Sergeant Bradley Atwell. Neither of their names have been uttered publicly by the commander-in-chief, if that's what you want to call him. Their arrival back in the U.S. in flag draped coffins was not broadcast on network TV. Of course not. Their brothers in arms did not and will not forget, and neither will I. And neither should you, friends. President Barack Hussein Obama has referred callously to the murders of our civilian diplomatic staff in Benghazi as bumps in the road. Even more maddening, though, is the radio silence from the White House about what happened that day at Camp Bastion. And what, if anything, Obama's Pentagon did between their last major attack on Bastion in March and the bloody siege in September.
The three questions that you asked, what about this president? What about the media? I had somebody comment on Facebook, completely ignored. I had to find it on Facebook. See, they hate the fact that you're disseminating information across this country.
Yeah, they hate it. Yeah, that's why they're attacking free airwaves.
That's right.
As well.
They want to control and regulate that. They want to control and regulate websites. And there's a reason, folks, because they're trying to hide garbage like this. These aren't misled people that are trying to make you safer. As we said in the last segment, there is no threat on the homeland. Why does the president need his own police force?
He doesn't need terrorism anymore, remember, friends? He doesn't need it anymore. Well, then why is he empowering Homeland Security? And against whom?
That's right.
Those that resist.
Exactly. Those people.
Folks, you're an armed nation. They're scared to death of that. Let me go on here. I want you to listen carefully because I know, friends, you need to understand, you think these people think like me and you. They don't. They do the unthinkable because they don't believe that you'll believe when people actually identify the unthinkable as to what they're responsible for doing against we the people. That is exactly why they do it. I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? This is news talk about how the attackers of the U.S. consulate in Benghazi were let go. Just to show you how contrived this stuff is. It's contrived. Create chaos and bring in a new order. 7,700 men have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. How? How they killed? Man, every other day we're hearing about another attack, some isolated attack, and we just can't find them. It's contrived, friends, to keep the war alive. It doesn't happen any other way than that. Oh, we just didn't see him, man. It was a sniper. Or a road bomb went off. I know we hear about those road bombs all the time, and no one is ever held accountable. It's called blood money, friends. And you have a president in this country that is not outraged at one of them boys being snuffed out by our supposed enemies that he supports, and you still can't put two and two together, America? No way. No way. Listen to this. I want you to listen carefully because what you're going to hear is the attackers being released and covered up. And for some reason, the American authorities have no access to two of these attackers. And they were sent to different countries. Three of them were let go, and two of them, nobody knows where they're at. Go ahead.
You know, Jennifer, when this story was first breaking in the first days and really couple of weeks, we learned about two suspects that were picked up in Turkey. They had reportedly fake passports. What more do we know about those two men?
Well, we know that two suspects, as you mentioned, were seen at the attack site. They were detained at the airport in Turkey, and at least one of them, I'm told by a senior U.S. official, was transferred to Tunisia, where U.S. authorities have not been given access to them, much to the frustration of the U.S. intelligence community. The attackers can be seen very clearly on the internal surveillance systems tapes from the consulate that Senator McCain was referencing in the opening, but the intelligence community is not releasing those tapes. They remain classified. Finally, my source, who was at the CIA annex, says that three attackers were detained by the American security team in Benghazi, but they were turned over to the Libyan authorities when they evacuated to the airport, and they are presumed to have been released.
Oh, my goodness, friends. These are the guys. These are the attackers that killed four of our Navy SEALs, friends. I wonder how my brothers over at the Navy SEALs, I wonder how they feel about this. Oh, friends, this stuff backfires. People don't forget this. Why were they let go? Why is this administration doing its best to tuck tail and capitulate and cover up at every turn? Why is the state-run media not asking real questions, friends? Have you put two and two together yet? It's time to wake up, isn't it? I feel like Lipton. 101st Airborne sitting in the hole, turns around, looks, the guy's gone. He goes, what do you say to people sometimes, friends? We got Sean in Iowa. You got Bradley and Jake. Thanks for holding on there, brother. I appreciate it. And welcome
hey,
to the
Bruce.
Show.
How's it going?
It's going, man.
I've been talking to you for a while.
Okay.
Man, you guys are getting me riled up with that, talking about that stuff. I just, well, I tell you, it should outrage America, but it don't. I don't know what to do. The guy needs to be impeached, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah,
there's nothing we could do. You're not going to vote him out. You're not going to do any of that stuff. But that's not why I called, of course, you know. I just wanted to talk to you about your Halloween thing there. I'd love it that another Christian finally has said something about this Halloween, this holiday. This one here is special. I really don't like any of them because they're all derived from other than Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that even Christmas, you know, as good as it is, it's a pagan holiday and we have pagan customs to go right along with it. But this one here is just a blatant, in-your-face, evil, disgusting thing. And yes, these guys kidnap these kids. That's, you know, that's pretty old news, I guess, for people who are informed.
Mm-hmm.
It enrages me. I just get so dang mad because here's a church just down the road from us. They had a big Halloween bash this year. And I thought, now it was a town thing. And I heard that the church was putting it on. I was like, wait a minute. That Christian church right down the road here? Yeah. Well, what are they doing? I mean, don't these pastors and preachers know anything?
Yeah.
Or do they even care?
Yeah.
This is what, and I'm not just talking about this holiday. This is the idolatry of today. We are cheating on God by serving these other gods, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Jeremiah chapter, is it chapter 10, verse 4, or 4, verse 10? I read a while back. It's been a while.
You got about,
it talks about the Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's right there.
Yep, Sean, I got to answer you off air because we got less than 30 seconds here. I appreciate your phone call. He's exactly right. Friends, here's the bottom line. Go, you always know if your pastor or the preacher that's in the pulpit every week is doing his job. And I'll tell you how. Because the state-run media is attacking him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's attacking the issues, evolution, homosexuality, abortion. And if they're not being attacked for righteousness or being persecuted for righteousness, it's because he doesn't belong to Christ. What happened to you'll be hated for my name's sake? What happened to you'll be persecuted for righteousness' sake? What happened to all that? Oh, that's a thing of the past. No, it's a thing of the present because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and forget it not. I think holidays are an issue of the heart. And I think we need to walk before God and in the light of his countenance in everything that we do. But I think we need to, just like Sean said, wake up to the idolatry involved because it's out there, friends. It's all over the place. Now, friends, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will be back in 23 hours. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Have a good night. It's beautiful out here in the state of Minnesota. We're praying for you guys over on the East Coast. And outside of that, we will again talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.